Join me as I bring upstage my lovely sister, Tito the writer. Can you do better than that? Come on.
For he made he that was without sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that means when we worship, we stand in the position of our righteousness. We don't worship as servants or as beggars. We are beloved sons of God. We don't come to worship bearing our sins or our mistakes, but we come bearing his stripes. For by his stripes we were healed. So we stand in the fullness of his essence. For where he was weak, we are now strong. And where he was poor on the cross, we are now rich. And when we understand the consciousness of the finished work, we worship. We worship. And sometimes worship is not a song, it's a tear, it's a cry, it's a shout, it's a sigh. It sounds like this. It comes, but no secret. Worship is not flattery. It's a reaction to the finished works of Calvary.
You